Praise the Lord. Let's be on our feet, please. Few hours, we're going to be transiting to next year. So you're going to open your mouth and pray to God what you want God to do for you for the remaining few hours. I'm going to pray for myself, and you have to pray for yourself. Open your mouth and pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, as I transit year to next year, Father, I pray my feet will take me to glory in the name of Jesus. Pray for yourself. Let's thank God for what God has done for us already. Let's appreciate God for everything that He has done for us, our family, for journey mercies, for provision, for sustaining us. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Ancient of Days, we worship you this morning because of who you are in our lives. Blessed be the holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you once again because you are worthy of our praises. You are worthy to be praised. Thank you, King of Glory. Lord, we adore you this morning because of all the mercies and the blessings you have bestowed upon us since the beginning of this year. Lord, in us, you have given us journey mercies. Father, you have forgiven us even our sins when we confess them. Lord, you have blessed us with children, with food on our table, with clothes on our bodies, with work, even with certificates. Father, we appreciate. Lord, that this word is going to come out, I pray that Holy Spirit will minister to us in the name of Jesus. Let it open our heart to accept it in the name of Jesus. And for those, Lord, that you have already destined that this ministration will affect, Father, let us succumb to the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. And for those who he made up their heart that they are not going to succumb, Holy Spirit, minister to them in the name of Jesus. Blessed be the holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Praise the Lord. Let's have our seat, please. In August, I ministered a message titled Surrender to God and Find the Meaning of Surrendering to God. When we surrender to God, we give all up for God. Praise the Lord. Without holding anything back. And surrender to God is a choice. Nobody's going to force you and that to God. It's a divine choice. You have to make it and you abide by it. Today, the title of my message is The Blessings of Surrendering to God. I pray that as we step into the year 2008, we will totally surrender to God in the name of Jesus. And as we do so, God is going to bless Jesus. Many times, life brings us to situations where we are pushed to the losing end. Some of us are here with regrets of the past, the pain of failure, the pains of sickness, the poverty raging everywhere. Some of us are here at the crossroad of life. We are kind of confused and we don't even know how to move forward. But I'm here this morning to tell you that God is with you at such times in the name of Jesus. And the way you surrender to God determines your blessing. Most of us, we just go to church every Sunday so that the pastor can see us. But they have not totally surrendered to God. I pray that God will give us the grace this morning to yield to the Almighty God in the name of Jesus. As this year is coming to an end, I enjoin all of us to examine ourselves and to God for his blessings. We are going to take the story of Jacob for today's message, and I'm taking it from Genesis chapter 32. Let's open our Bible. I'm going to paraphrase because it's a long verse because of time. Genesis chapter 32 is where I'm taking major text from. And it's the story about Jacob. Please let's open because we'll be reading some verses. The story of the life of Jacob. We came to a point in that chapter where Jacob was about to leave Laban and God go to his homeland. Until this time, Jacob has lived up to his name, taking every advantage he can find to get ahead in life. But all that is about to change in Jacob's life. Jacob has left his father-in-law's house after serving him for 2 years. But now, at last, he's free from Laban. Laban is story and he's heading home. But Jacob and his family are not camping in the banks of Jabbok. If just, you can go through, I'm paraphrasing because of the length of the chapter. Around Gilead, literally very close to the promised land, Jacob has grown so rich. If you read that verse, and he was so prosperous, he was even counting how many donkeys he has, how many housemaids, how many children, how many wives, because God has blessed him. But the past, we know the story of Jacob, his brother, Esau, because he was thinking, how am I going to go home and face my brother for what I did to him, but what he did to him when they were growing up. He wondered whether Esau is planning to kill him. As he has to face his brother, praise the Lord. Open your Bible to chapter 32. And I'm reading from verse 3 to 6. Please let's read it together. I'm going to read it, but just be there. Verse 3 says, now Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau, his brother, in the land of Seir, the country of Edom, verse 4. And he commanded them, saying, speak thus to my lord Esau. Thus your servant Jacob say, I have dwelt with Laban and stayed there until now. Verse 5. I have oxen, donkeys, flocks, male and female servants, and I've sent to tell my lord that I may find favor in your sight. Then the messengers returned to we came to you, to your brother Esau, and he said he is coming to meet you, and 400 men are with him. Praise the Lord. 400 men Esau was bringing to meet Jacob. Jacob has sent messengers with the message of peace and reconciliation. But at this point in time, he didn't know that his brother is still annoyed with him or is going to kill him. Praise the Lord. Maybe Esau has decided to get even for all the things that Jacob did to him. But night came. Jacob is left to wonder what tomorrow will bring. In few hours, he will come face to face with his brother he cheated on so many years ago. Some of us are faced with circumstances. We are faced with the actions of our past. We are faced with hurt. We are faced with guilt. And as Jacob, we are faced with the things that we've done in the past that is facing us even right now. Praise the Lord. But I prophesy to someone this morning that God will deliver you in the name of Jesus. God will deliver us in the name of Jesus. As I said, they say the blessings of surrendering to God. One thing we need to know now is that God is always just in his judgment. If you have been dealt with unjustly, understand that the God we serve is a just God. For every injustice, every hurt, every tree will have given, and it will be given account of regret of what he has done to you. And God is going to judge in the name of Jesus. Jacob is learning the truth the hard way. As his memories of the past flowed back to him, his fear of tomorrow him. A man, and from verse 24, as I said, we're taking the whole, message from chapter 32. Verse 34 says, 24 says, Jacob was left alone and a man wrestled him until the breaking of the day. A man suddenly to Jacob. When he was alone. Who was he? Jacob doesn't know. The man isn't saying anything. Suddenly the man grabbed Jacob and begins to wrestle with him. He fought Jacob And Jacob fought back. They wrestled back and forth till the morning. Praise. Even Jacob thought that maybe this is my brother or this is his, you know, arms men who have come to attack me. But hours passed as neither the man able to gain ground until 4 a.m. in the morning. The mystery man reaches out and touches Jacob's thigh, getting it immediately. Later on, Jacob discovered that this man is a man of God. Praise the Lord. God is right in your situation. As we are transiting to the year 2018, God is right in your situation. God is with you in your situation. Prophesy concerning someone that everything that you have not been able to achieve in the next few hours as we move to the year 2018, God will help you to achieve it in the name of Jesus. Every fear that you have been carrying, every hurt that has been troubling your heart, God is going to put an end to it in the name of Jesus. As Jacob with that angel, I pray that even your wrestle will be in terms of prayers in the name of Jesus. Praise the living Jesus. God is right in your situation. God brings us again and again to crisis point where our self-sufficiency is shattered. There may be problems with your job, with your health, your children, your ambitions, your goal. God allows those issues to happen so that He can bring you to your situation where you can what? He can shatter your self-sufficiency because our God is a God of all sufficiency. Praise the Lord. Remember that God is right in your situation. Until now, until we are broken by God, we can never be greatly used by God. God brings us again and again to our breaking point so that He can use us. The Bible says a broken heart is an ex He will not despise. When you are broken, you will be ready to listen to God and to obey Him. Then, and only then, God can greatly use you. Our God is a God of all situations. Do not be stiff-necked as children of God. You need to surrender. If you are surrendering halfway, God cannot meet you halfway. You have to totally surrender to God for God to use you. And that is why this coming year, you need to examine yourself to either to serve God or not to serve God. The Bible says we cannot blow either hot or cold. We have to either be cold or hot. Praise the Lord. I pray that God will give you the grace in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Always surrender to God at all times. Proverbs chapter 29 verse 1. Proverbs chapter 29 verse 1 says, whoever remains stiff-necked after many rebuke will suddenly be destroyed without remedy. He chastising you every day, or He has been reminding you on a daily basis, and you are not succumbing to the word of God. The Bible said is what? It will suddenly be destroyed and without rebuke. In 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 8, the Bible also says, do not be stiff-necked as your ancestors. Submit to the Lord. Come to His sanctuary, which He has sanctified for. He has consecrated forever. Serve the Lord your God so that His fierce anger will turn away from you. Praise the Lord. Keep your defense from yourself. Because God is dealing with us, we always give excuses to God. I don't have so much time. My children are giving me issues. I cannot come to church. I cannot serve God because of work. I cannot pay my rent. These are the excuses we give God. But I pray that God will help us to move from this situation. Excuses are not meant for God. When God is wrestling with you because He wants you to surrender. When God was wrestling with Jacob because He wanted Jacob to surrender to Him. And we know at the end of this message, I pray that God will give us the understanding in the name of Jesus. God does not go by our thinking. Proverbs 10 verse 21. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevail. You might have so many plans in your heart. You might have so many things you want to do, but the plan of God is the one that prevails. And God will help you to realize that in the name of Jesus. The mysterious visitor is about to leave this point in time. Before he goes, he and Jacob had a brief conversation. The first words exchange between two of them. In this conversation, there are five things I want to point out. So if you have your pen, you can write it down because you will need it for this year. Praise the Lord. This conversation, we discover five new things about how we really win when we surrender to God. Remember, the title is Surrendering to God for what? For blessings. If you surrender to God, you will win in both ways. It's going to be a win-win issue. Praise the Lord. Number one, there is a new dimension to God. There is a new determination when you really surrender to God. A new passion of doing things. And this year is ending tomorrow. We need a new determination to walk with God. As you surrender totally to God this morning, God is going to give you a new determination in the name of Jesus. He's going to give you a new passion in the mighty name of Christ. Praise the Lord. In Genesis chapter 32, verse 26, the Bible says, verse 26, then the man said, let me go, for it is daybreak. But Jacob replied, I will not let you go unless you bless me. Lord, I will not let you go unless you bless me. And that is one of the prayer points today. You're going to pray that, Father, I will not let you go unless you bless me. Open your mouth and begin to pray right now. I will not let you go, Heavenly Father, unless you bless me. This year, 2017, I will not let you go unless you bless me in the name of Jesus. Prayer of Jacob. Praise the Lord. This should be our verse for the year 2018. It is only when you surrender to God and you can hold God accountable for your blessings. If you did not surrender to God, God is not going to bless you, or God is not going to meet you at the point of your need. Because it is his children, her parents, supposed to do what? Supposed to partake of. Praise the Lord. Until now, at this point in time in Jacob's life, he was a very strong man. We know Jacob. He was able to collect even the destiny of his brother. This Jacob was able to work for 20 years for Laban. It is he accrued to himself by all his strength because he's a mighty man of valor. Praise the Lord. Same goes for you and I. But God needs you to surrender completely to before he can bless you. Before this point, Jacob was running the show because he's a great man. But he now realizes that without God is nothing. Even before he deceived, his brother. He tricked his father, Isaac. And now he's learning a great lesson, which is taken from Zechariah chapter 4, verse 4. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 4 says, it's not by might, it's not by power, but my spirit says that God kept us alive to this day because God wants to heal us. Praise the Lord. God has sustained us all this while because he wants to do a new thing. There is a new determination in the air when you surrender to God. And I pray that God will give us the spirit to walk with him in the name of Jesus. Jacob is this man, should bless him. Remember, this is the man that was struggling with him. They fought from the evening till morning. And nobody won. If you look at it, there was no record that Jacob won or the man won. And we knew that the man was a man of God, is an angel. But prior to now, Jacob uses his strength to attain whatever he can get. But I pray that when you succumb, when you surrender to God, you don't need the strength. But because God will fight your battle in the name of Jesus. Somehow, during this long hour of fruitfulness of wrestling, is that this man was not just a mere man. That this man was not just an ordinary man, or maybe from his brother, or the army from his brother to wrestle with him. But Jacob knew that there is something special about this man. And that is why we are going to hold on to God, that when you really yield your, as we are entering this new year, God will fight your battles in the name of Jesus. He will give you victory in the name of Jesus. And God will meet you at the point of your needs in the name of Jesus. He is holding on for his dear life at this time. If you can't win the fight, how is God is going to bless him? He's having a new dimension. Now, the blessings of God are coming to Jacob. You're going to find out at the end of this message. I will not let you go unless you bless me. And I pray that God will bless us as we transit to next year in the name of Jesus. God has something greater to offer us as you surrender your to Christ. God is going to give you a new determination to succeed. God is going to give you a new determination to survive in the name of Jesus. A new determination to serve him, God is going to give you. But you need to surrender to him in the name of Jesus. Number two, we realize our own foolishness when we surrender to God. When God, we are not going to be using our intellect. We are not going to use our certificate. All our degrees, we are not going to use them. Praise the Lord. When you surrender to God for blessing, you realize your foolishness. And that is what happened to Jacob in verse 27. The Bible said, and the man asked him, what is your name? He answered, is your name laziness? Is your name failure? Is your name weak? Is your name just a church goer? Is your name no time for God? Your name is about to change as we move to year 2018 in the name of Jesus. Why should the man ask Jacob, what is your name? This angel knew Jacob. He knew him from even the day he was born. He knew his history. But he asked him, what is your name? Meaning that he wants Jacob to surrender and admit who he was prior to now. Praise the Lord. We do know that Jacob's name means a cheater, if you look at it. Jacob's name, a heel grabber, a deceiver, a sun planter. This is what Jacob was prior to the wrestling. But the angel is asking him, what is your name? God is asking you this morning, what is your name? Praise the Lord. Are you lazy in the terms of prayer? Are you just a church goer? Are you really living the life that God has destined you to live? Are you really busy for yourself or you are busy for God? God is asking you, what is your name? Praise the living Jesus. These were the turning point of Jacob's life. Why did the man ask him? Didn't he know it was? Yes, of course he did. But did Jacob really know who he was? That is the question. As God is taking us to next year and God is asking us who we really are, if we are weak, if we are not serious about serving God, I pray that God is us and he will take us a new dimension in the name of Jesus. So when the angels asked him, what is your name? He was really asking Jacob, do you really know who you are? Can you admit that you were a deceiver? Can you admit your weakness? Can you admit, angel, that yes, I was really a deceiver. I deceived my brother to take the birthright. With my father, do you really know who you are? It is when you realize who you are that God can come to your level. If you cannot realize who you are, God is not going to come to your level. I hop there and still telling God, yes, I have 3 degrees, I have 5 degrees, I have energy to work. God is not going to come to your level. And that is what happened, with this situation. Praise the living Jesus. So, Jacob now confessed himself that the person he was a cheater, because that's what his name says. Are you really ready to confess the deep truth about yourself? The Bible says the truth shall set you free. But you need to know the truth for it to set you free. As we surrender this morning to God, lies our foolishness before God. I pray that God will come to our level in the name of Jesus. Until we admit the truth about our condition, you will remain as you are. What is your name this morning? Until you say my name is bitterness, you can never be healed. You say your name is failure, you can never succeed. Until you realize your name is deception, you can never be blessed. Until you know that your name is weak, you can never be strong. Praise the Lord. I pray that whatever name you know, who you know yourself to be, God is going to give you blessings as you surrender in the name of Jesus. There is a new identity when you surrender to God. There is a new identity. God will give you a new identity the year 2018 in the name of Jesus. Identity to work for him. Identity to study his work. Identity to stand forth and show forth the glory of God upon your life. Praise the Lord. In Genesis 32 verse 28, the man said, your name will no longer be Jacob. Praise the Lord Jesus. Somebody, God is going to change your name this morning in the name of Jesus. Your name will no longer be laziness, be failure this morning in the name of Jesus. That's what the Bible says. And the angel told him, your name will no longer. Because Jacob accepted himself. He knew that he was a failure. He was a cheater. And this time, God is about to transcend into a new level. God is about to move you to a new level in the name of Jesus. What is your name? The man told him, your name will no longer be Jacob, but what? Israel. You have struggled with the Lord and with humans, and you have overcome. And I decree concerning you this morning that you will overcome in the name of Jesus. As God is changing your name this morning, from failure to success, from weak to strong, to strength, God will change your name in the name of Jesus. God changed the name of Jacob, to Israel. And God even blessed him that he's going to be what? A father of all nations and a tribe of 12 nations. That will be your portion in the name of Jesus. Brethren, the time has come for us to really change our identity, because we have stayed in this particular level for so long, and God is speaking to us this morning. We need to change our towards working with God. We need to reconcile ourselves. It is God that gives strength to do what? To make wealth. It is not by might, it is not by power, but the Bible said, by my spirit, says the Lord. For yourself, God will change our name this morning in the name of Jesus. As we prevail against our enemy, God will change our name in the name of Jesus. Once surrender to God, God will give you a new identity. Praise the Lord. The real Hebrew version of means God prevails with man. It means God will fight. God fought for Jacob and he won. I pray that God will give us a new identity. God will give us a new strength, will give us a new determination, a new passion to work for him in the name of Jesus. Jacob got a new name, and you can receive a new name this morning. When you surrender to God, God can change your name in the name of Jesus. He can change your name from sickness to healing. He can change your name from failure to success. Change your name from poverty to prosperity. Praise the Lord Jesus. When the sun set the previous day, Jacob's name was Jacob, but in the morning when the sun rose, his name becomes what? Israel. And that is why I prophesied concerning someone this morning. As we're going to transit on an 18, God's name will change somebody's name in the name of Jesus. The name you desire in your heart, God is going to give it to you in the name of Jesus. But you need to surrender to the Almighty God, because without Jacob surrendering, you all told that angel, he wouldn't have changed his name. And the angel wrestled with him. Jacob thought that he was a strong man. End of the day, he knew that he was not a strong man. He has to know that, yes, I was this person before, but now God has moved you to another level. And that is why Jacob's name was changed. God is going to change your name. God is going to change my name in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. As we move to the year 2018, everything is going to change first, but we need to surrender to the Almighty God so that God can change our identity in the name of Jesus. And that is why I pray for someone this morning, that as you surrender, by tomorrow, God will change your identity. God will give you a new name. Say amen to that. God will give you a new grace. God will give you a new favor, a new dawn, a new blessing in the name of Jesus. A new strength to walk with him in the name of Jesus. Number 4, a new blessing. Praise the Lord. Verse 29, the Bible says, then Jacob asks, saying, tell me your name, I pray. And why is it that you ask about my name? And he blessed him there. Praise the Lord. This is the angel that came as an anniversary to fight him, to wrestle with him for so many hours from the night to the morning. Now that same, he's blessing him. God will cause your enemy to bless you in the name of Jesus. The blessings meant that from now on Jacob will be God's man through and through. No longer will he be known as a cheater, nor be known as a deceiver. From now on, he will be remembered as the man that wrestled with God. Praise the Lord. And he's going to be the father of 12 nations. That's what the Bible said. And for those who are fearful, those who are failure, those who are weak and broke, you will no longer be called fearful. Praise the Lord. You will be called strong in the name of Jesus. You will be called a success in the name of Jesus. And you will be strong and you will be prosperous in the name of Jesus. There is an everlasting effect. When God visits you and change your name and bless you, everlasting what? Effect. Praise the Lord. And that's why I want to read from verse 30 to 32 of that same chapter. Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, "It is because I saw God face to face, and yet my life was spared." Verse 31 says, "The sun rose above him as he passed Peniel, and he was limping because of his leap." Therefore, to this day, the Israelites do not eat the tendon attached to the socket of the hip, because the socket of Jacob's hip was touched near the tendon. It's an effect of what happened. The name of that place was changed forever. God will change your name in the name of Jesus. Your name will be changed from failure to success in the name of Jesus. Your name will be changed from weakness to strength. Your name will be changed from poverty to prosperity in the name of Jesus. As you surrender to God this morning, and as God is going to move us to the year 2018, this night as we're going to transit, a new dawn is going to be upon you and myself in the name of Jesus. There's going to be a new determination. There's going to be a new name of Jesus. There's going to be a new chapter. God is opening a new chapter for us in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. As I'm about to conclude, my question is, who won the match last night? Who won the match between the angel and Jacob? Praise the Lord. The match was won by God. Praise the Lord. But who lost? Jacob lost. Praise the Lord. But who really won? Jacob won. Praise the Lord. And that is the paradox of life. In the whole thing that happened, it is Jacob that won. Because God wanted to visit Jacob, and he gave him that process. Praise the Lord. Jacob got blessings. God prophesied concerning him that he's going to be the father of all nations and all, 12 tribes. And he changed his name. Jacob's name was a deceiver. But now, he's now, the Israel, the father of 12 tribes. So Jacob is the one that really won. Praise the Lord. When we wrestle with God, we will lose. Praise. Because when you are wrestling with God, you are not doing what you're supposed to do. But when you surrender to God, we win. Jacob surrendered to God. And that is why he won the battle. In Mark chapter 8 verse 35, the Bible says, "Whosoever wants to save his life, he will lose it." If you want to, the Bible said you will do what? You will lose it. In Matthew chapter 20 verse 16, the Bible said the last shall be the first and the first shall be the last. Today, God is calling you to surrender. And as God is taking us to next year, we need to surrender into two so that we can serve God wholeheartedly in the name of Jesus. What do you want from God? How badly do you need blessings from God? God will meet you in your anguish, in your fear, in your sanctity, in the name of Jesus. As you are willing to wrestle with God in prayer, it is an invitation to receive blessing from God. Stay with him and don't give up. Do not let him go. He bless you. Do not let God go this morning unless he blesses you in the name of Jesus. Our Lord, our God is here. And he's calling us to surrender. Let's be on our feet this morning. As we surrender to the Almighty God this morning, God is going to do new things in our lives in the name of Jesus. As we take our new name from now moving forward, as we before God and confess who we really are before God, God is going to give us a new name in the name of Jesus. A new dimension God is going to give us. Let's begin to open our mouth and begin to, to ask God, "I surrender all unto him. Father, help me to surrender unto you in the name of Jesus. For the new blessings that you are about to share, let God surrender us, surrender to him in the name of Jesus." Let us surrender to God this morning in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Father, give me the grace to surrender. Give me the grace to surrender. And Father, change my name in the name of Jesus. You know who you are. You know how weak you are. You know how sick you are. Let God change your name from sort to healing in the name of Jesus. Let God change your name from weakness to what to strength in the name of Jesus. Ask God whatever you need this morning. As you surrender to Him, God is going to, you know, bestow upon you in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. We are going to pray. We're going to ask God that God's, you know, every form of attitude and behavior that is blocking us from not surrendering to Him, that God should remove them away in the name of Jesus and replace them with a heart of surrendering in the name of Jesus. Father, help us to remove every attitude, every behavior, every issue that is blocking my way, that is preventing me from not coming to you the way. Help us in the name of Jesus. Pray for yourself in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's begin to pray. Father, help me to surrender in the name of Jesus. Help me to come to you the way I am this morning. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In God, we help you to surrender in the name of Jesus. This season, God, we give you a new name in the name of Jesus. God, we help you to serve God in the name of Jesus. Whatever is holding you back, that you cannot serve God in totality, God is going to help you to remove it in the name of Jesus. This morning, I pray that even as we are here this morning, He's going to bless us in the name of Jesus. God will help us to serve Him like never before in the name of Jesus. Check yourself and check your heart and what you know that you have not been doing before. Maybe God is laying something in your heart, but you have been struggling with God. The time for you has, you know, to move forward has come, and God will move you forward in the name of Jesus. God, we bless you up this morning in the name of Jesus. As we remain submissive to God, God will now take us to new year with new blessings in the name of Jesus. A new chapter will be opened upon us in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Praise the Lord.
I want us to still be in the attitude of prayer. Let's pray for the preacher.